There's a phrase I often hear people say. It's, you only live once. I don't really agree with that. I think you only die once, but you live every day. But I do get what they mean. What they mean is you only have one life and it's important not to waste it. And Paul agrees with that. He says in today's foray into the letter of Ephesians, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. You know, life doesn't happen by accident. Paul calls us all to think carefully and to take care about how we live our lives. Ephesians is an immensely practical book, and Paul yet again makes a connection between our faith and our lifestyle. And I want to pick on just a few points from this one sentence. The first one is this. It is in our own power to choose how we will live. We live in an era where so many people spend so much time and effort and energy blaming everyone else for their lot in life. Whether it's blaming our ancestors for the inequalities in our culture, or our government for bad exam results, or our businesses for the pollution and climate change we see around us, it seems like every problem we encounter nowadays is someone else's fault. Paul says this, be very careful how you live your life. You cannot control what others do to you. You had no choice over when and where or to who you were born. But you can control yourself. And I don't know about you, but I do know my own heart and my own character. And I suspect that people go to inordinate lengths to control other people because they can't or they won't control themselves. Scripture says to us all that every man is responsible for how he lives his own life. Will you take responsibility for your life? Secondly, Paul says we shouldn't live as unwise people, but as wise people. So what does godly wisdom look like? Well, the first thing to say is that Proverbs tells us that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver. That's Proverbs 16, verse 16. Secondly, godly wisdom is not the same as the wisdom the world thinks it is, which generally thinks wisdom is relying on clever thinking and clever arguments. But godly wisdom, we are told, is different. 1 Corinthians 3 says the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. And Jesus highlights the differences between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom in his Sermon on the Mount. For example, he said, you've heard it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Godly wisdom often means curbing your natural inclinations and doing what is right in God's sight. Godly wisdom means going against conventional wisdom of the day sometimes. It's not focused on self-preservation, but on furthering the kingdom of God. We can live wisely in God's sight when we do exactly that. Thirdly, Paul says we should take the most of every opportunity. We should be prepared and ready to do exactly that. When opportunities come, opportunities to listen, to care, to encourage, to serve, to give, to tell others about God. We often use a tactic called the too busy right now tactic. We say the words out loud sometimes, but more often we say them to ourselves and just carry on. Peter was on his way to the temple when he met a crippled beggar at the gate, and he stopped and the cripple was able to walk again. And you can read the account of that interaction in Acts 3. Imagine if Peter had been too busy and hurried past and missed that opportunity. Take a few moments to reflect on this last week and ask yourself, what opportunities did I miss that God gave me? Now don't bash yourself over the head if you sense the answer is yes. Just do this. The next time an opportunity arises, choose to step into it rather than stepping around it. Allow God to use you and to show you how he can work when you're alert to such opportunities. So to sum up, we can take responsibility for our own lives and our own actions. We can take steps to understand and acquire godly wisdom. And thirdly, we can be alert for and make the most of every opportunity God gives us. My prayer is that every one of us will do exactly that.